Yeah. Hey, good morning. Rock 107 WIRX, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ass? Ass. 714. Got a high of 85 today. Chance for some rain and thunder. Tonight, more rain, more thunderstorms, low of 68. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. That was good. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777.
Right?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete.
Yeah.
Ocho.
I got it.
Nueve, diez.
It took me like a week to figure
once,
that out.
Doce, trece, catorce, quince. Diese seis, no, yeah, diese seis, diese siete, diese ocho, diese nueve.
It's a big-ass phone number, but all right.
Veinte, veinte uno, veinte dos, veinte tres.
You got it.
I'm actually pretty impressed at how far I went. And then I also remember, A, B, C, H, A, D, D, F, A, hey.
What were you in the Spanish military?
That was in high school. That was in high school.
Sound off.
When I was in Spanish, that's how we remembered the letters. So I was in Spanish, too, as a senior with all the freshmen. It was not very good.
See, I took Spanish, but I had a Spanish foreign exchange student, so I didn't learn anything.
No, you didn't. You didn't. Anyway, visit that. You got me off track, Hunter. Visit them at pumpthatseptic.com.
That's right.
Pumpothatseptico.com.
There you go.
Playfully racist. There you go. Despite losing out on the Oscar hosting gig this year, Kevin Hart was the highest earning stand-up comedian of 2019. And according to Forbes magazine, the 40-year-old star made $59 million.
What do you think of Kevin Hart?
I think he's a better... I don't get to his stand-up all that much. Yeah. I think he's done some great movie roles, but stand-up, nah.
Yeah.
I can give her... take it or leave him.
I don't mind him. Yeah. There are a lot worse out there.
Oh, of course.
Like Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Not a fan of Cat Williams. No, but I like Kevin Hart. I think I like his roles he's done in his movies. He's had some really funny parts. What was that one with Ice Cube? Where he is a ride-along.
Oh, yeah, ride-along.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was a hilarious movie. Just him being that. Anyway, he made $59 million between June 1st 2018 and June 1st, 2019 to reclaim the top spot. He was the top earner of 2016 as well. So it goes Kevin Hart at $59 million, Jerry Seinfeld, $41 million, Jim Gaffigan, $30 million, Trevor Noah at $28 million, and Sebastian Maniscalco. Did I say that right? I don't know. $26 million. So big gap there. Yeah.
It's big time money for comedians, man.
That's crazy. Yeah. And now Jerry Seinfeld is still making. Now, does that probably count like his money
residuals from
residuals
Seinfeld.
Residuals, probably.
Probably.
And I'm sure he still charges a pretty penny. He's got that comedians in cars getting coffee.
I love Jerry Seinfeld. I love what he did. But the more and more research I do on him now, he's kind of an ass.
He's
just like careless. He doesn't care what people think.
Well, he doesn't have to be. He's got FU money.
He does.
I think he's kind of always been that way. But yeah, I don't know if
I think it's coming more to light.
I don't know if I'd call him an ass.
Yeah.
Straightforward, maybe? Does that make you an ass?
Straight, nah.
Because there was, who was it? Kesha. Like, the whole story. You know what story I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Kesha was a big fan, and she wanted to go up and hug him. And he's like, nah, I'm okay. I don't blame the guy for that.
Right.
He's I don't know you.
Plus, he is like a major germaphobe.
Yeah, and you're just coming up out of nowhere, and you want to hug me. Mm-hmm. Like, and he was kind of doing, I don't know. Like, I don't.
I'm pretty sure he takes, I heard he takes 3 showers a day. Standard.
I can see that. Standard. But, you see him, he does that show, and you see him take pictures with people. He seems like a great tipper. Yeah. Now, is he a great tipper because he has to be, because otherwise people will rip him apart? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always have enjoyed Jerry Seinfeld and his community.
And you're making $41 million, you should tip well.
Dude, he's been making that
every
kind
year.
Of money for years.
Yeah.
For years. Oh, yeah, he's got FU money. He can do whatever he wants.
I think he's got like a car collection of Porsches.
He's got a huge car collection. That's in kind of the thing he touts when he does his comedians in cars getting coffee. So anyway, there you go. We're in the wrong field. Apparently, you and I need to be comedians.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. We can't even do the show and try to be funny. A new survey found that 37% of respondents say they leave their glasses on during sex. 61% say they take their glasses off when doing the deed. 25% said they feel more attractive with their glasses off, but struggle when in the act because they can't see what they're doing. For those who keep their glasses on when getting frisky, 40% say they've had their glasses fly off. 40% say they've had their specs steam up. And 33% say they've had their glasses fall off the bed. Yet, Hunter, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
I had to say it.
Another 33% say they've had their glasses fall off the bed and had to have awkwardly retrieved them afterwards. Does your wife wear glasses?
Yeah.
Does she ever wear them when you're doing it?
No.
No?
See, here's my opinion on that. It depends on what your significant other looks like. Do you want them off or do you want them off? You know?
See, Kiki wears glasses for reading stuff, usually computer things, and she'll keep them on from time to time when we're doing
it. Is your significant other ugly? Then take them off.
What?
If they're good looking, because they're blurry, you can't see.
Oh, gotcha. Well, That's the reason. I don't think you'd, unless you met them before you got glasses.
Well, maybe they got committed to it. Maybe they blew up over the years.
You know what, Hunter? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, all right?
I guess.
It's not just skin deep. Okay, maybe that Uggo has a great personality and a big old swinging hog, and that's why the chick with the glasses is with him.
Personality ain't coming out during sex.
I will tell you though, it is a good time to use glasses is during some role play. Maybe it's the naughty librarian, and you want to return some books and have some late fees, and now she's going to punish you for the late fees. Great time to wear glasses.
All right, now you're getting weird.
You know, maybe
you're going into your personal fantasies now.
Maybe I've been a bad student, and now the teacher with the glasses needs to spank me with the ruler. She's going to leave the glasses on.
See, I never wear glasses. Jeez, man.
Maybe we're in a laboratory, and she's my sexy laboratory scientist coworker, and we just made a major breakthrough in a pheromone-releasing chemical, and she can't keep her hands off of me. The glasses are going to stay on.
Now you just reach into it.
Maybe she's a construction worker.
Good God, come on.
And they're safety glasses. And she doesn't want to get any debris in her eyes.
Yeah.
So she's going to leave the glasses on. Maybe.
Yeah, now you're just reaching, man.
There's a lot of applications for glasses to stay on in the bedroom. That's your morning
dump. I usually wear my sunglasses.
Easy, Corey Hart. The morning.